The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And we also enjoy taking your questions. So if there's something you'd like to ask us, give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our next webinar is coming up on Wednesday, June 26th, and you'll be treated to a fabulous medium panel as they share with you how to select the right medium. This will be hosted by Forever Family Certified Mediums Janet Mayer, Joseph Scheel, and Joe Peretta, and they will discuss the behind-the-scenes processes involved in the profession, and of course, the ethical standards to which all mediums should aspire. Our summer grief retreat is right around the corner, but there's still time to register for this event. And if you missed any of the early bird deadline emails, just go to the registration page on our website and type in the promo code GRIEFHURTS, and you'll get $50 off this event. Now, this event is scheduled for the weekend of July 26th through the 28th, and we'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. You'll get to meet certified mediums Siri Burnson, Rebecca Ann LaCicero, and Joseph Scheel, as well as our featured facilitator, Mo Therese Hanna, PhD. This is an extremely healing weekend, and we do hope that you will join us. So for more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. As you know, on Mediums and Messages, we're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes. But first, I want to introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Eliza Ray, and Eliza has experienced intuitive abilities and a connection with spirit since she was a very young child. In addition to being certified through the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Eliza developed a program for parents and children called Intuitive Tools for Kids. She is the author of Daisy, the Delinquent Angel, and her other book is called Last Wishes. And we're happy to have her back on the show with us. Hi, Eliza. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
I know. We haven't had you on the show in a while. It's great to talk to you. It's great to have you on the air with us again.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about a common thing, a theme that you had actually mentioned that keeps coming up in many of your readings, and that is when people ask, do my deceased loved ones hear me when I'm chatting with them. So tell us a little bit about how that goes and when people ask about that.
Well, it happens a lot lately, and that's why I feel a need to chat about it. I often say to someone, just trust it. Just believe it. Don't doubt it. Because when there's an element of doubt, then it kind of messes up the whole communication.
Right.
And it's sort of like if you're talking to a person that's not in spirit, but here's, you know, you and I having a conversation on the phone, and you're doubting what I'm saying, like, I mean, it really destroys the whole flow of communication. So I always just say to people, just listen and believe that, feel that. I also get a lot of comments, I want a sign. Can you give me a sign? And sometimes I'm like, well, they're not showing me a sign, but I'm just, you know. And I can say with my personal self, I try to connect with a lot of my loved ones that passed. And I had a dream my mother showed me all these dimes, and then the next week I saw dimes all over the floor at the place that I work.
So a little bit of a hello from your mom.
Yeah. So I think that's my sign for my mom is dimes, which is great. I'll take the money, you know.
That's a good one.
I think just being open to certain things, and also pay attention to your dreams. A lot of people say, I haven't dreamt of them. I really want to dream of them, but my sister-in-law dreamt of them. I'm like, well, just be open to it, and it will come in time.
You know, you bring up an interesting point. I'd like to mention something to our listeners, because you said, you know, you were connecting with your mom, and I want to make people understand that we as mediums do feel our own loved ones. We can feel our own family members, anyone that we had a close relationship with. However, what's different for us is that we can't really do a reading for ourselves, you know, because it's very hard to be objective. And so people, you know, they kind of look at you when you say that, but it isn't really possible for us to read for ourselves the same way that we can read for other people. You know, so, you know, hopefully we have enough friends in the business that we can read for each other and do some mediumship and all, and, you know, just be able to be a little bit objective about that. But yeah, we do feel them. It's a wonderful gift, you know, when you feel your loved ones around. And I know exactly what you mean by try not to doubt it when you're feeling them. Just kind of go with the flow.
I have to tell you, the connection we have right now is kind of in and out and in and out.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I can hear part of what you're saying. So,
now
you're clear.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we just needed a little adjustment there, so that's a good thing.
There we go.
So, you know, another analogy that I often use, I tell this to my own clients. You could tell me if you feel the same way about this. I try hard to explain what and where the afterlife is, because people oftentimes think it's really a place, you know, just like we have places here, but it really isn't. It's a frequency, you know, and our loved ones who are in the afterlife, they're really actually in the same time space that we're in, which is the reason why we're able to feel them. You know, everybody is able to feel their own loved ones, you know,
but
they're in this other frequency. Do you find that also, like, is that helpful for you to, you know, try and explain to clients?
I do explain that, especially if they say, well, they've only been gone for 5 days.
And
I say, well, they're sort of learning the communication style. I said, if you can imagine a whole different language, I said, but it's like electricity, if that's the kind of frequency it is. And, you know, and it's a whole different vibe, you know. I've had people when I'm doing readings looking up to the sky in my kitchen and saying, come down and talk to us. You know, and
oh my gosh.
And I try to explain to them, well, honestly, they're sort of here. They're right here.
Right.
They're sitting right there and standing next to you.
They are.
So.
They're with us. I mean, they hear us. They see us, you know, which is so interesting about that first question we talked about, you know, do they hear me when I'm chatting with them? Absolutely. Because they're around us, you know. But the communication's a little bit different. Obviously, this is not like using a telephone, even for us mediums, you know, so we have to have a different way to kind of tune in, or the way I like to say it, attune ourselves to spirit, to spirit communication. So, listen, like anything else, it takes practice, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that when I've done a reading, let's say for someone that And they said, I want to connect with my mom that died a week ago. And I said, okay, I'll do my best. And then they call me again, let's say 6 months or a year later, and the connection mm-hmm. is much stronger. Mm-hmm. So there's something to that.
Yeah. You know, I do kind of get a feeling of that, too, that sometimes, immediately after we cross over, I don't know, maybe there's a little bit of an acclimation kind of period, mm-hmm. too, for us, you know. The truth mm-hmm. of the matter is we're not going to know till we get there ourselves. And that's the fact, you know.
That's right.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Eliza Ray, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you'd like to receive a little mini reading and have a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the station, 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Eliza Ray. So we're going to go to our phone lines and take some calls from you and hopefully bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. Now, if we take your call on the air, we just would like to hear your voice because this is what helps us connect to spirit. Okay, so I'm going to call you out by name and ask you if you'd like a connection. And if you just reply to that, then we're going to turn you right over to Eliza. Okay, ready to go, Eliza?
I definitely am.
Okay, I think our first caller is Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading or did you have a question?
A reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Kathy. I hear a dog.
Hi, Eliza.
Are you an animal lover?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell. It was so funny, before I get on the show, I was saying, I think someone will have like an animal in spirit that'll come through. And so, and you're the first caller. And then I hear the dog barking. I'm thinking, is it in my head or is it, you know? So, okay. All right. I'm seeing a gentleman on the other side. Is this who you want to connect with?
Yes.
Okay. And I just say what I'm seeing, feeling, and hearing, and Doreen, chime in anytime you want.
Okay.
But he's showing me a beach ball, okay? I don't know if that is significant or not, but something to do with the beach, but it's a children's beach ball. He also is talking about fun. He liked to have fun, and that was part of the thing that he didn't get to do toward the end.
Okay.
And, like, I'm writing. That's how my info comes in. And he's showing me somebody that is your grandmother on the other side. Because he is
yes.
with a grandmother. He's with a grandmother image. Okay. He's with a female.
Okay.
And she's so happy to have him. She's just one of those personalities. Now, is this? I'm just asking yes or no. This person live with you? I'm still living with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Okay. So he's still there.
Wait, say that again? He's still here?
I'm still living with you. He said, don't worry about the children. And
wow.
And he showed me like a convertible car. Like, I'm just cruising, having a good time here.
Hmm.
So I think
he didn't have a convertible.
Yeah, well, he's happy.
Okay.
It's like, this is awesome. I'm sitting here in the sun. Okay. Now, is there a father image also on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. And he's talking about a father, the father. Okay. Truly, he knows that you truly miss him. I know that's generic, but it's he's feeling that. Okay, that it's a heaviness on your heart. Okay, and just know that he's still living with you. And then he's showing me a child that's running. Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
It's as if he's running with them in spirit. So he's.
Okay.
It's not the running. The child is with him on the other side, but he's with them, kind of following them and taking care of them. It's a young boy.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Any other questions?
Well, I do have a question. It's not related to the reading.
Okay.
Okay. I don't even know how to approach this. So I've been having some instances where I think of something and then later it actually happens.
Like,
and it's kind of freaking me out.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Okay. Like precognitive. Like you can see it.
Yeah, I guess. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last one was just a few days ago, and I had envisioned myself in a car accident.
Oh, no.
And later that morning, I was not in a car accident, but a car accident took place directly in front of me, and one of the cars just missed me.
The way I would interpret that is it was a warning. It was to have you be on your toes kind of thing. And I think you were that day in the car. So,
yeah, I was.
I would interpret it. Yeah. I mean, if I had a dream that, you know, there was going to be like this massive wave coming in my face, I would stay away from the water all day, you know? So I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That
I mean, like I dreamt that my daughter's basement flooded and 2 days later it did.
Oh my God. Well, you're skilled. You've got.
I know. I mean, it's not always bad things. It's not always bad things, but it's just kind of like freaking me out because I never did this before. This never happened before.
Right. I'm going to jump in here for just a second, Kathy. You know, precognition can happen in your dreams, but it can also happen in the waking state, and you can just kind of get, an impression of something. And I think Eliza's right. It's kind of like the universe's way of giving you a heads up, so to speak, a little bit of a warning. The thing that a lot of people don't understand about precognition, though, is that they feel guilty, or they think that they should have done something to change it. But that's not the point of it. You're not meant really to change it. I think it's just, it kind of happens to us. I mean, you could consider it being very intuitive or, psychic ability. And again, just kind of a heads up, keep your little psychic antenna up. And it helps to kind of prepare us or maybe soften things a little bit when something does happen. So we have that preparedness, so to speak,
Okay.
But keep working it. You know, it's just like anything else. The more you listen to that and you pay attention to that, the stronger it's going to get. It's not always, it's not always easy to deal with that either. But who knows where this might lead you. So, yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting. Good luck with that. And I hope the little mini reading helped just a tiny bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think she was started to say something. You said something about the man. You were starting to say something.
Did you want to finish something, Eliza?
I kind of lost it, to be honest with you. But before we hang up, I know that there's an animal in spirit also that's coming through and just saying, I'm still with you. And it's a very hyper animal. So it's a dog.
Okay.
All right. All the best to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for
calling
in, Kathy. Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye now. Let's go to our next caller. We have Marianne calling in from New York. Are you with us, Marianne?
I am so with you. Hi.
Awesome. Hi. Would you like to have a mini reading or did you have a question?
I would love a mini reading. You're amazing.
Okay. All righty. We're going to hand you over to Eliza.
Okay.
Hey, I'm doing a little. Hi, Marianne. We're doing a little
hi,
bit of,
Eliza.
Like,
you're
in
amazing.
And out with my phone, so hopefully you can hear me, and I'll do the best I can here. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, are you near Rochester?
No, I'm on. I'm in Long Island.
Okay, because someone's bringing in
but
Rochester.
Like on the. Rochester, I don't know.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm seeing it as it comes in. And then they're showing me a brick house I'm writing it down. I'm seeing more. And then they said, this is where you're supposed to be. And not so much the brick house, but this is where you're supposed to be, okay?
Oh, my goodness. That, I can validate that right now because...
How does that fit, Marianne? How did that fit for you?
Because tomorrow I have, I'm going to the potential brick house tomorrow, and we're meeting with the engineer, and I'm, wondering, is this the right move for us? And tomorrow we actually have that meeting. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
So we are meant to be, and I know we're meant to be there. So that just validated
now,
it further.
They're showing me something with water, too. I don't know if there's an older home with plumbing. There's just something to ask questions as you're going to look through it. So, okay?
Yeah, it's funny because today I asked actually about flood insurance and everything else. So, yeah, that makes a lot
of
sense.
Is it near the water?
I'm
Is it near the ocean?
We are. And I'm not moving
why.
Very far. So, currently, I already live by the ocean, and so we're moving not that far, but, we're looking to, reduce our flood insurance. So, that makes a lot of sense.
Awesome. Now, the information I'm hearing is coming from two sources. One came in, it was just a male voice that gave me the brick house. That was someone that was protective of you. And then the other one is coming in as this female. And she's very kind of fairy-like and fun and, oh, hello, you know.
That's my mom. Yeah. I lost my mom. My dad is the male, and I lost my mom 13 weeks, it will be tomorrow. And I am feeling, and I was listening, and I was listening to your program earlier, and this is the first time I've tuned in, and you were talking about the dimes and dreams, and like, yes, those are signs. And I said, I'm meant to be listening right now, because this is all, that's what's been happening to me lately, as I'm like wondering, Mom, are you around me? I miss you so much. I can't even stand it. And I ask her every day, like, send me signs that you're with me. And when you mentioned the dimes and the dreams, like dreaming of that person and don't question it, like it all resonated with me. And I'm like, wow, it was the right, it was just so meant to be that I actually tuned in tonight. And I'm like, and then you just said that now. And I'm like, yep, my mom, and I miss her. She's my everything. So yes.
She was like a young spirit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if, even though she was older in age, she was very youthful and kind of like a flower child, you know, just like a hippie flower child, like, oh, yes, and the flowers.
Yep, and the, well, the way you said her voice, because she had an Irish accent, you sounded so
familiar. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, that's what it sounded like when you were like, oh, huh. I'm like, that's my mother with her high-pitched Irish accent.
Well, I'm half
that's
Irish.
That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah,
I'm 50% Irish, so I can do it quite well. So,
You go. My mom and dad were born and raised in Ireland. We're first generation. But yeah, when you did that voice, I was like, that's my mother's Irish accent coming through. Yeah, and even though it's like, and she was so young at heart and everything else, and I miss her so much. But like, I feel so much peace right now.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
You're amazing.
She showed me a bouquet of flowers that you may be getting, and has something to do with, it may be an occasion for you, but it actually is going to have something to do with it.
Tomorrow's my 5-year wedding anniversary.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. And that's tomorrow. Wow.
That's tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Yep. Tomorrow is my 5-year wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations. That's wonderful. So mom's going to be there, and you're getting some, she's got kudos for you. So wonderful.
Oh, Eliza, oh my goodness gracious. Like, you have no idea how much, because I've cried every day, and my good friend Althea is the one who told me, tune in. And I'm like, and I set my reminder, because I'm a mom of like three little ones, 5 and under. And I'm like, I set my reminder, and I am so grateful for tonight, the peace you have brought and the validation. I know she's right. I know they're there.
Yeah,
mom and dad.
Yeah.
Marianne, like, I just want to add something real quick here. Why am I getting this strong feeling from your mom that you have sensed her in the waking state? Like, you've actually sensed her energy around you. She's showing me that, and she actually wants
me to
validate
it. I do, and I go, thanks, Mom. I said it today. I said, thanks, Mom. How many times I said that today?
Okay, so here's why she's doing that. She wants to verify for you that it is her. In other words, it's not your imagination. It's her, okay?
Oh, my God, because I was wondering that, and I'm like, thanks, Mom. I know that.
Yeah, because she was kind of nudging me to say that, so...
Thank you.
There
you
go. You
have no idea the goosebumps, the hairs on my arms.
Oh, gosh.
I just kept saying it. I'm like, thank you. Yep. I'm like, thank you, Mom. I know that's you. And I've said it multiple times the past today and the past couple of days.
Aww.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. Thanks so much for calling into the show. And I hope that these little tiny messages help just a little bit.
Not a little bit, a whole tremendous lot.
Aww.
Like,
oh, God bless.
I am like,
God bless.
I have a smile, and I can go to bed without crying tonight.
Yes,
you have validated.
Well, you know,
everything.
The Irish eyes are smiling, so don't forget that.
Yes. Amen. Thank you so much.
Right,
God bless
dear.
You. And I don't want to take up any more of your time, and I'm going to continue to listen to the rest of the show.
Awesome.
You're amazing.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great evening.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
You too. Thank you
Bye,
so much.
Marianne.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She was delightful. So delightful. Okay, so I think we could get to one more call before we have to go to another commercial break. I think we have Lisa calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Lisa?
Yeah, I am. Hi, thank you.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a connection to spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'm thinking that I'm calling for a connection to spirit.
Okay,
I've
wonderful.
I've kind of just been directed today to hop on and see what's going on.
So. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Eliza.
You're in Pennsylvania, and I'm jealous because I'm here in Arizona. Are you going on a trip? I'm hearing a trip is close by. A trip is
yes.
near. And you will be quite surprised at how you're going to like this, okay?
Okay.
And so they're showing me this. There's a number of people. Have you had a lot of people in your life past? Because I'm seeing they're like standing in line here.
Yeah, we've had a lot of lots of family this
year. Yes.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, specifically, then 5 kind of pops in. Don't forget about me. So, okay. So I'm not quite sure who wants to talk first. It's like I'm at a party and they're blah, 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 blah. It's like, wait a minute, take your time, right? Okay, the first one is showing me army boots or boots. Okay. And obviously this is, I'm seeing a man, and he's drudging through the mud. Okay. And then I'm going to have to address the female. That's like, it's me. Come on. It's me. Did you have a good friend that passed recently?
Yes. Someone in my friend group did pass
mm-hmm.
recently.
Mm-hmm. And she's, is it female, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's just saying, you know, I'm cool. I'm no longer in that craziness, whatever the craziness was. And so it's just a confirmation to let you know that. Did she drink margaritas? I'm just seeing pictures of either margaritas or beer or something, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good right now. It's 100 degrees out here in Arizona. So something cold. All right. So she's just checking in to say, I'm good, I'm fine, you know, take care of my family, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
No. Of my family. Now, who is the, there's a young man. Was this a brother? Somebody like that?
Mm-hmm.
The brother that passed?
Yeah. My brother-in-law and her brother.
Yeah. Okay. Was this tragic? The brother, whoa, I got a big shiver on it. He wasn't happy about it, okay? It was something that he just was very angry at prior, okay? And then he wants you to know that you did all the right things for him, okay? Okay? And then he's standing there with a female that is a relative, so he's not alone.
Okay.
Okay. And could this be a grandmother? I grew up in Ohio, so I kind of know that older farmhouse-looking thing in the Midwest. They're showing me it's not a giant farm, but a small farm. And there's a bucket of like someone's running to get water and putting bucket. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is there one more person you want to connect with that we haven't connected with yet? Waiting in the wing.
I mean, I'm always hoping to hear from my grandmother.
Right. Okay. I'm pretty sure this is who it is. Is showing me this. All right. She was a worker. Okay. And that's why I see the water bucket and it's just work, you know, just working. And then she's showing me a small, rocking chair. So it must have been something that you had or one of your family members had.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it Pennsylvania or was it near Ohio? Or I'm just not quite sure.
She's a different place. Really from,
Okay. But
probably close to Ohio.
Yeah, it looked closer to Ohio because I've traveled that whole area and I still have some family back there. And she's showing me the fall, with the leaves.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Do you have any other questions? It's hard to get it in a mini reading.
You do have no, I don't.
They love you, I do. By the way. Grandmother adores you.
Thank you. I do sense her around quite often.
Yes.
But it's
she was the last one to come in, and they saved the best for last, you know?
So you've got lots well, of people there, Lisa. Lots of people.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, just
well,
know that they're still connected. They're still around, and I hope that this little mini reading helped just a tiny bit.
It definitely did, because there's a lot of things going on for me where I'm sensing things that I'm not sure if I'm quite crazy or if
mm-hmm.
it's people coming through, and I just don't know how to really deal with it in regular life. So,
well, maybe just try to quiet your mind a little bit, maybe do a little bit of meditation. Sometimes the information can come in a little bit clearer, you know, if you do that.
Yeah.
When we have a lot of crazy stuff going on in our lives, and we all do that, then it's hard to kind of pick up those little nuances and little messages, and then we get confused, you know, by it. So, you know, if you haven't done some meditation,
right.
maybe you could work on that a little bit. It's just relaxation, and maybe learn a nice breathing technique. All right.
Yeah.
So try that.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope that this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
All the best to you, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Eliza's website, elizaray.com. So don't go anywhere. We'll get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org Grief and Loss page where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Eliza Ray, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Expedia, FTD, Marriott, Priceline, Sirius Radio, and many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so we're going to get back to our show. Eliza Ray is here with us. We have time for a couple of more calls. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Roseanne calling in from California. Are you with us? I'm sorry, Roxanne. Is it Roxanne?
It's Roxanne.
Roxanne, hi, welcome to the show. Thanks for giving us a call. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
I'd like a mini reading.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Eliza.
Hi, Roxanne. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
Good, good. The first thing, when I heard your voice, the first thing I saw is a man in a tuxedo. And he looks, as the word is, very dapper, whatever that is, I'm hearing that. And are you, is there a woman on the other side that's like a young woman that passed? Could be a daughter or somebody like that, or a cousin, but there's also a young woman. And I'm writing as the information comes in. And then I also see, is your father there? Because I see someone in like a military outfit, looks like it'd be a fatherly image.
Yes.
And he's, did he have a strict personality, like to a point of like, okay, we're going to do this, but then he was a teddy bear. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, then, a gruff exterior, softy underneath.
Yes, yes, so we have the right gentleman. And he's like, I'm with all of you. So do you have lots of siblings? Because he's like, I'm with all of you. And or a big family. I'm with all of you. Did he smoke cigarettes? I'm getting tightness in my chest. With all of you.
No, but he died of cancer of the lungs.
Okay, that's why he showed me that. And that was unfortunate. I'm so sorry to hear that. My mother passed that way too, so I know how difficult that is. and he's showing me that there were people there around him, maybe two, were there two people or three holding his hand, but he's showing me that I was loved, and he thanks you. Okay. Did you want to connect with another person, that young woman that I'm seeing? This is she's been gone a while.
I can't imagine who a young woman would be.
That's okay. We'll just keep moving forward. And then I'm pretty sure this is, it's not a friend. It could be like a cousin or someone. But now the man in tuxedo, Not quite sure, but he just keeps emphasizing the tuxedo and walking with you. All right? And with you. And then showing me the sunshine, like the beautiful scene where there's the sun. You can see now, okay?
Okay.
Now, all right. Was there someone else you wanted to connect with other than your father and your, well, the mother too, I see.
Well, mother, I was just hoping for a word from someone over there.
Okay. All right. Sometimes they're quiet. So let's see who else is around you here. There's a lot of emphasis on your father's side of the family, okay? There's a lot of emphasis there. I also see someone standing behind you, and it's a male, okay? A man.
Okay.
And this is someone that I'm not quite sure how they passed. Has it been, was it a tragic thing or something that was quick when they passed?
I'm not sure is that for the male behind me?
Yes. I see someone there saying it was quick, a quick movement.
Oh, there was a suicide by gun.
That's why it was quick. Okay. Oh, that's heavy on the heart. It's very heavy. It's a hard thing to deal with. I'm so sorry. Was this someone that, I'm just, because they're quiet, sometimes I see them behind a curtain when there was a suicidal thing. And so they're not always open to coming through fully. It sometimes takes 10, 15 minutes. But sometimes they just pop in. But I see someone that's showing me a quickness. Like it just happened fast. So little suffering. I'm so sorry you've had to go through that.
You know, I'll just jump in here for a second, too, Roxanne. I keep hearing the name Mike or Mark. Did you have a Mike or Michael connection in your life? Is that name meaningful for you?
Not
offhand. Or perhaps was that connected to the person that's on the other side? Because when Eliza was connecting with this male with a quick passing, I was hearing what sounds like either Mike or Mark. I was hearing the hard sounds, the M and the K. So I'm not sure. Names can be anywhere, by the way. It's not just names of people who are deceased. Sometimes they want to acknowledge someone who's here living. It could be a hello to that person, or it could be just, you know, a message for or about that person. But I was hearing, I'm pretty sure it's Mike. You don't recognize that?
There's a Mark in the family, but I haven't had contact with I haven't had contact with them for many years, and
okay.
I don't know if they're on this side of the veil or the other.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just hearing the name, so, you know, sometimes it's just an acknowledgement, as I said, for that person. As Eliza was connecting, and she connected with that last male, it's as though I just heard the name being spoken. And also, I'm seeing my symbolism for you for really needing to pay attention to what's coming through for you in dreams. Now, do you remember your dreams?
I have some pretty vivid things.
Okay. Try to make note of that. Dreams is usually the easiest way for our loved ones in spirit to communicate. They can give us kind of a heads up in the waking state also, let us know that they're around. You know, we'll get a sense of that. But really, the easiest way is, through dreams, and also to just kind of remind yourself before you go to sleep, if you want to connect with them, you can really ask for the connection. Don't forget, though, to remind yourself, I'll wake up remembering my dreams, because it's your way of your conscious mind kind of giving an instruction to your subconscious mind. Because I was getting a lot of symbolism here around you that they connect with you a lot in the dream state. And so it's good if you're remembering some. You could probably bring it in a little stronger, though, like remember more of them or, you know, more often. So maybe work on that just a little bit.
Okay.
Did you have any question before we have to go?
Well, I have a choice in front of me to relocate to another state.
Mm.
And and I was wondering if the family was going to say anything about whether I should do that or not.
Okay, you want to take that, Eliza?
New beginnings in the fall, and I see they're showing me something about December is a big month for that if you choose to do that. You know, it's all about opportunities and choices. But it's sort of like 75% yes, 25% it'll be okay if you stay is what I'm hearing. And then the last thing, someone is walking down a woods, like a wood floor in spirit. If that means anything to you, they're just letting you know. If you hear that, that is one of your loved ones, the one that had the quick passing with the suicide. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. We're going to leave it there. Roxanne, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
All righty.
Oh, thank you.
Good night.
Many blessings to you, Roxanne.
All righty. We have time for one more quick call. So I think we have Heather calling in from Kentucky. Are you with us, Heather?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection to Spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, Heather, hi. You're in Kentucky.
Hi.
Love Kentucky. And one second here.
Just having a little trouble hearing you, Eliza. Just come in a little closer to the phone.
I figured that. Okay, we're back. We're back in action here. All right, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay. They said boyfriend. Don't know who boyfriend is. Do you have a current boyfriend or husband? But they talk about boyfriend.
No.
Boyfriend. Boyfriend is near, all right? So maybe you're going to be getting a boyfriend. Who knows? Okay. And then female on the other side. Female wants you to know you're not alone, okay?
Okay.
To know. You don't understand the passing. Is what I hear. And this is, it kind of like boggles your brain. It's your brain. And then don't go too far from home is what I'm hearing. Go too far to hear my voice. And then when I first heard your voice, I heard that your dream will tell you more. Okay.
Okay.
Have you dreamt of her? Maybe.
A couple of times, yeah.
Okay,
a couple of times, it seems like, long ago.
That's giving you connection and just knowing that that's there. She said, and then she's showing me a kitchen and like an old-fashioned kitchen. And then... and then a long road, like a long dirt road. I'm writing, that's why I have little pauses. Long dirt road. And it looks like Kentucky with the, you know, with the fences. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is it possibly your mother? Or?
I mean, it could be my mother or grandmother.
Yeah, I feel like it's your mom coming through very strongly, but they're with each other, okay? They're standing next to each other. And then they're showing me something silver. Could be like a silver brooch or silver neck, you know, something that's like a little something that was hers, okay?
Okay.
And then, and you take care of your brother, whatever that means. do you have a brother?
I do. Yeah, really? I have a brother and a sister, actually.
Okay. So the brother needs you a little more. Whoa, I got a big shiver on it lately. Okay. More than you realize. More than you realize. Okay. So who else did you want to connect with? I feel like there's someone could just kind of stand in there. It's a man. It's a young guy. And he's just standing there like, okay, with his arms folded, like, all right, what do you want? You know, kind of quiet personality.
We have about 30 seconds left before we have to.
I don't know. I don't know who that would be.
Yeah, it's someone that's near your property where you live, okay?
So it might not be a family member. It could be someone that you know in a different way. It could be a neighbor, a friend, an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people we work with or go to school with or, you know, they're in our neighborhood.
Right.
So you can think about that just a little bit. You probably have quite a few people, actually. I'm picking up on a lot of people on the other side. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But I want to thank you so much for calling into the show, Heather, and I hope that this helped you just a tiny bit.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
all righty.
Thank you.
Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
All the best to you.
All right.
Blessings, Heather.
Thanks. Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye. You know, I can't believe how quickly this hour goes, but we are out of time. And I want to thank our guest, Eliza Ray, for joining us this evening. And Eliza, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they would like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through the website or?
Yes, through the website. And you can either email me or you can text me is the best way. And the phone number is in the website.
Awesome. Okay, guys, so go to ElizaRay.com. And I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and you can check out all of our wonderful events. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.